Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear fellow Christians, the year 2016 is over and the year 2017 has just begun. Now, as we celebrate a brand new year, we tend to have the feelings that a new year brings new opportunities in our lives. New choices that we can make to improve or change things for ourselves. New experiences to be had in our lives. And so as you and I celebrate a brand new year, I want us to direct our attention to the verse of the day that we heard this morning. And here's something interesting about the verse of the day. It's the very last verse of the Bible. Now imagine if you were going to write the very last verse of the Bible. What would you write down? Maybe some of you would try to be poetic, that since the first verse of the Bible says, in the beginning, then the last verse of the Bible would say, in the end. Maybe you would make sure to mention something about Jesus in the last verse of the Bible. Or maybe you would give one more description of what Judgment Day or what heaven will be like. But in the end, it doesn't matter what we would write for the very last verse of the Bible, because God Himself has written it down. And it's interesting that the very last verse of the Bible is a blessing and a word of promise that God gives to us. For the passage says, the grace of the Lord Jesus be with God's people. Amen. So let's focus on that one word, grace. We are very familiar with that word. We hear it multiple times in our worship services, in our hymns, and multiple times throughout all of Scripture. But what does the word grace mean? Grace is undeserved love. Grace is unearned love. Grace is the only type of love that can come from God. And I really want us to focus on how grace is unearned and undeserved. For even though we hear that phrase, that grace is unearned and undeserved, we can tend to think that we do earn it, that we do deserve God's grace, but we don't. There is no advice that we have given to God that He couldn't think of. There is no act of kindness, no act of love that we can do that God could not perform. And even those good acts of kindness and of love that we do, Scripture says they are still like filthy rags because they are affected by sin. And even if we could earn God's grace, then it would no longer be grace. You see, God's grace is a gift that He gives to us. And so if we could earn God's grace, it would no longer be a gift, but a wage that we have earned. We can't earn or deserve God's grace. And praise be to God that you and I don't have to earn God's grace. The grace that God gives us does not come with strings attached. God does not give us the grace of the forgiveness of our sins and then tells us, you still need to do something in order to be saved. God doesn't give us His grace of possessions and happiness, and He tells us, earn what I have given you, or else I will take it away. God doesn't give us His grace of bringing us to faith, and then tells us, earn the reason that I have given you this faith. God doesn't do that with us in His grace. He freely gives us His grace simply because of His love for us. And so now as we transition into a brand new year, we can have this confidence that God's grace is with us. But not only is God's grace with us, we are told in the last verse of the Bible that there is someone with us. For it says, the grace of the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus is with us. But what exactly does that name, the Lord, mean? Here the word Lord stresses His majesty, His power, and His control. All you have to do is look around, and you can see the Lord's power. The Lord created everything that exists simply by using His word. And not only has the Lord created everything, He preserves and takes care of His creation. The Lord has given us everything that we need for life, things such as food, clothing, and shelter. But not only has the Lord created all that exists, not only does He take care of His creation, but He is also in complete control of His creation. For Jesus said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. But does it ever feel like the Lord is not always in control? Do we ever doubt and worry that the Lord rules over all things? Look back at this previous year and see everything that happened in our world. The terrorists and bomb attacks, unjust rulings made by governments, wars and battles that happen, and the constant threat of war that might happen. Look back at this previous year and see everything that happened in our own country. The riots, the gun shootings, and all of the natural disasters. Look back at this previous year and see everything that happened in your life. The loss of health, the loss of a job, the loss of a loved one, and the constant struggles and worries that we battle with in our lives. It's because of these things that can make us think that the Lord is not in control. And we may even get to the point of saying, Lord, if you are really in control, then why did you allow sin to happen? And that we have to deal with the effects and consequences of sin in this world. The Lord is in control. And you see that in the Lord Jesus. What does the name of Jesus mean? The name of Jesus means Savior. The angel told Mary and Joseph to give the name of Jesus to their son because He would save people from their sins. And this plan of salvation was always in the control of our Lord. He established this plan of salvation even before He created the world. And nothing would stop the Lord from carrying out His plan of salvation. For when the time had fully come, when everything was ready and perfect, the Lord sent His Son to redeem us. When King Herod tried to kill the baby Jesus, the Lord protected him. And in Jesus' life, there was nothing in this world, nothing that Satan could offer to Him that tempted Jesus away from being our Savior. And therefore, Jesus willingly went to the cross and died for our sins, and not only for our sins, but for the sins of the whole world. Then He rose from the dead, He ascended into heaven, and He is seated at the right hand of God the Father. The Lord rules over all things. And even those sufferings and those troubles that we have in our lives, the Lord uses them to turn us back to him so that we will trust and rely in him above all things. Therefore, as we transition into a new year, we have this confidence that the Lord controls over all things and he controls over us for our good. And speaking about us, the last verse of the Bible says, "The grace of the Lord Jesus be with God's people." We too are mentioned in the very last verse of the Bible, and we are called God's people. We are his people because God made us his own, and his name rests upon us. But considering that we are God's people, think about how we have disgraced him and his holy name because of our sins. Look back at this previous year and see every evil thought that we had. Thoughts of lust, thoughts of hatred, thoughts of coveting things that did not belong to us. Look back at this previous year and see every evil word that we have spoken. Words of cursing, swearing, and abusing the Lord's name. Words of lies and words of hatred spoken against someone to ruin their reputation. Look back at this previous year and see every evil action that we have done. Actions of stealing from one another. Actions of disobeying our parents, our teachers, and those in authority. And the actions that we committed by abusing God's grace and just taking it for granted. Because of this, the very last verse of the Bible should say, "The wrath and judgment of the Lord Jesus be against us sinners." That's what we deserve. We do not deserve to be God's people. But this passage calls us God's people. How can that be? Why would God be willing to call us his own? It's because of his grace. That's why. At our baptism, God gave us his grace. He washed away our sins, and he made us his own children. And he promised that he would always keep us as his own. But even though we have received God's grace, we know that we are his people, there can be times that we wonder, am I really a child of God? Just like the Apostle Paul, we too have to admit, the good I want to do, I do not do it. With the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. Therefore, since we sin against God every day, we can wonder if we are really God's people. But remember what God said through the prophet Isaiah this morning. "Surely they are my people, sons who will not be false to me." And so he became their Savior. In his love and mercy, he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them. God is our Savior. He has redeemed us. And so as we transition into this new year, we can rejoice that God has made us his people, and that will never change. But how can we know with certainty that God's grace is with us, that the Lord Jesus rules over all things for us, and that we will always be his people? Well, look to the very last word of the Bible, which is the word Amen. It's a word that we are very familiar with. We use that word to end our prayers, our hymns, and our sermons. But what does the word amen mean? The word literally means truth. So when we end our hymns and our sermons by using the word amen, we are saying that what we sang in that hymn and what we heard in the sermon is true. And when we end our prayers by saying the word amen, we are saying, yes, Lord, let it be so. Because I know it's true that you have heard my prayer and you will answer it. But here's something interesting about the word amen that maybe you have never thought of before. Sometimes in Scripture, Jesus is called the Amen. All of Scripture is about Him. He is the fulfillment of all Scripture. Therefore, what God says in His Word, we know it is true because of Jesus. And what God promises to us in His Word, we know that will never change because Jesus, the Amen, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The grace of the Lord Jesus is with His people. And allow me to illustrate that. Look at the grace that the Lord Jesus has given to our congregation this past year. We had children born and baptized. And at their baptism, they received God's grace and they were made God's people. We had three children confirmed in the faith. They were instructed in God's word and they grew in their knowledge and in their faith. We had members in this church who were married and received that blessing from God. And even one member was taken from this world of sin and now lives in God's eternal grace in heaven. And for everyone else here, we receive God's grace in His word and sacrament as we gather together for worship. The grace of the Lord Jesus has been with our congregation. And as you look back at this previous year, you can see God's grace in your own lives as well. God gives us His grace purely because of His love for us. The Lord Jesus rules over all things for our good. We are God's people because God has made us His own through Christ and promises to keep us as His children. And we know that all of this is true because Jesus is the Amen. God's grace is with His people, and that will never change. Amen. Please rise. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard and keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. You may be seated for the offering, and during the offering, please sign the friendship register in your pew.